This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The fate of a key Russian warship is unclear amid conflicting claims from both sides in the war between Russia and Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Ukrainian officials say a missile strike hit the Russian Black Sea Fleet's flagship overnight. One says the vessel and its guided missile stock sank, though another would not confirm that. Russia says the ship is damaged but still afloat after a fire on board, making no mention of a Ukrainian strike.
One story is that it was just incompetence, and the other was that they came under attack, and neither is a particularly good outcome for them.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells the Economic Club of Washington, D.C. the U.S. isn't sure what happened, but either way,
it's a big blow to Russia.
If the ship named after the Russian capital was sunk, it would be a major military and symbolic defeat in a war already seen as a historic blunder. Sagar Magani, Washington.
As fighting continued in eastern Ukraine on the 50th day of Russia's invasion, the back and forth between Washington and Moscow continues. The White House on Wednesday reinforced U.S. President Joe Biden's surprise statement a day earlier that Russian President Vladimir Putin may be committing genocide in Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters the president was speaking to what he feels is clear as day in terms of the atrocities happening on the ground. She said the U.S. plans to continue assistance to the Ukrainians and noted that Washington is sending a new aid package of $800 million in military assistance. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov rejected the president's description, calling it an effort to distort the situation. VOA News. Several hundred protesters gathered Wednesday outside the U.S. city of Grand Rapids, Michigan, police department, following the release of videos showing the shooting death of a black motorist by a white police officer. The 26-year-old was fatally shot in the back of the head by the officer after a traffic stop. Demonstrators demanded that officials make public the name of the officer in the shooting. The city's new police chief released four videos of the April 4th incident on Wednesday. He cited a need for transparency. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a 15-week abortion law ban into law. The Republican governor signed the legislation at a news conference on Thursday. The move comes amid a growing conservative push to restrict abortion ahead of a U.S. Supreme Court decision that could limit access to the procedure nationwide. The new law also marked a significant blow to abortion across in the South, where Florida has provided wider access to the procedure than its regional neighbors. It does not allow for exemptions in cases where pregnancies were caused by rape, incest, or human trafficking. Under current law, Florida allows abortions up to 24 weeks. Britain's Home Secretary Priti Patel and Rwanda's Minister of Foreign Affairs Vincent Biruta signed a deal on Thursday to send some asylum seekers to Rwanda. It's a move that British opposition politicians and refugee groups condemn as unworkable and inhumane. The plan will see some who arrive in Britain in small boats across the English Channel picked up by the UK government and flown 4,000 miles, that's 6,400 kilometers, to Rwanda. Patel said resettled people would be given support for up to 5 years. Biruta has said this will give them the chance to make new lives. A delegation of U.S. lawmakers arrived in Taiwan Thursday for a two-day visit that has already been denounced by China. The U.S. lawmakers are to meet with Taiwan's president and the island's defense minister. China has denounced the visit, saying it firmly opposes, quote, any form of official exchanges between the United States and Taiwan. This according to a spokesperson for China's foreign ministry. And authorities in the Philippines say at least 138 people are dead in the wake of Cyclone Megi, which made landfall on Sunday, causing heavy rains, flooding, and landslides. More than 162,000 people have been displaced. Recapping our top story of this hour, the fate of a key Russian warship is unclear amid conflicting claims from Ukraine and from Russia, both sides of that war. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.